The Death of Chang and Ang, 1811 to 1874. I begin with an epigraph. Theirs was a remarkable and prosperous life, quite unseen at the time for Siamese twins. Chang and Ang each married, owned their own homes, and fathered 22 children in total. Waking alone in curtained light, did Ang know, did he feel the cold body reaching into his own? His boy told him of uncle's frozen skin, and Ang moved his brother nearer then to examine his own disfigured death, a slow storm traveling their connected flesh. And what could he do but want to love what is dead in his arms and still cut it away, let himself live this once alone? He thought of the separate lives they tried to keep, the daily trespass over the boundaries of body, but in sleep, how they dissolved into one. Seeing his twin gone before him, Ang felt only anger, cried out against God, to be abandoned with the heavy baggage of Chang's body, waiting on the platform for the inevitable train.